Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg reaches a high of 25 this afternoon. Pretoria and Polokwane, 27. We start with the news that fuel prices will increase on New Year's Day. The Department of Mineral Resources and Energy has announced an increase of 19 cents per litre in the price of 93-octane petrol and 12 cents for 95-octane from 1 January. Diesel will go up by between 7.5 and 10.5 cents per litre. Departmental spokesperson Robert Marke.
The weaker rand against the US dollar contributed about 10 cents a litre. The slightly higher oil prices during the period under review. The slate levy remained unchanged at 0 cents per litre in the price structures of petrol and diesel.
Now to Joburg, where six suspected illegal miners have been arrested in Rivoli following a shootout with police. Police also recovered unlicensed firearms and ammunition, as well as illegal mining equipment. It is reported that the suspects are in the country illegally. The Pan-African Parliament says the unrest in Mozambique poses significant risks to its neighbouring countries and the broader Southern African region. Spokesperson Moshe Semenya says political instability disrupts travel, trade and economic activities, displaces communities and threatens the progress of regional integration. He says the region cannot turn a blind eye to these challenges brought on by the political unrest.
As the Southern Caucasus, we unequivocally condemn violence and call for Mozambicans to exercise restraint. We believe in the sovereignty of the country and the resilience of its citizens to find a permanent solution to the crisis reflective of the will of the people.
Now to international news, and in South Korea, 96 people are now confirmed dead after a Jeju Air flight from Bangkok to Muan crashed on landing early this morning. There was little chance that the remaining passengers survived. So far, only two people, both flight attendants, have been rescued. 181 people were on board the flight when it went down. The cause of the accident is presumed to be a bird strike combined with adverse weather conditions. Cricket and the Proteas need just another 121 runs to win the first test against Pakistan in Centurion. The visitors were bowled out for 237 in their second innings on the third afternoon after Marco Jansen took six wickets. But Pakistan struck back, taking the wickets of Tony DeSorge, Ryan Rickleton and Tristan Stubbs before stumps. Jansen says his team faces a tough challenge today.
There's only so much you can do as a batter. You can only play what you see. You can't preempt or premeditate what you want to do, because then, especially on this pitch, you're going to get yourself in trouble. So I think from a mental point of view, it's just to formulate a plan, how you want to go about it, how you think is the best way to go about it, and then just stick to that for as long as possible, because once the ball gets older, it gets a lot easier to bat, and it's a nice scoring ground.
Captain Themba Bavuma and Aidan Markram will resume South Africa's second innings on 27 for 3 this morning. And in rugby, the Stormers improved from 13th to 8th on the URC log when they edged out the Sharks 24-20 in a thrilling encounter at a packed Cape Town stadium. Springbok fly-half Marnie Libbok scored a brilliant last-gasp try for the hosts, which he converted himself. I'm Martina van der Walt Eilers. Hoofnuus, brandstofpryse sal op die eerste dag van 2025 styg.
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon, Jacaranda FM.